This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore is out this week. So to review the week's news, we're joined by David Gergen, director of the Center for Public Leadership and a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Of course, Mr. Gergen was an advisor to Presidents Nixon, Ford, Reagan, Clinton, and the emperor or the pharaoh Ramses of Egypt, too. Right, David?
Well, you certainly forgot Grover Cleveland.
Oh, I think I said that last time, didn't I? Also Grover Cleveland. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Let's begin with the apparent signals coming this week from the administration that the trial of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the 9/11 attacks, and four other men might not be in a civilian court in New York City, but in fact it might be a military tribunal. What's the significance?
This is a serious matter, but I'm sorry Dan Shore can't be here to talk about it. And that was a lovely tribute to your producer. It was really nice.
Oh, thank you.
The question of where to try these people, of course, is all wrapped up in Guantanamo and the handling of various prisoners by the Bush administration versus the Clinton administration. And back in November, the Attorney General Eric Holder announced that the Obama administration would try the alleged co-conspirators and Sheikh Mohammed, Khalid Mohammed, in civilian courts. Mm-hmm. And that was a matter of strong principle. It was a decision announced not only by the Attorney General, but apparently supported by the President. I mean, they wouldn't have announced otherwise. And the story is that Rahm Emanuel, the White House Chief of Staff, opposed that. He wanted to try them in military courts, thought it would cause a real political explosion. David Axelrod, the President's political advisor, wanted to go ahead with the Holder decision. And President Obama, who is a constitutional lawyer by background, decided to go with Eric Holder. And that looked like it would hold. And then, of course, a real controversy broke out. Local officials in New York said it's too expensive. We don't want it. A lot of opposition built up from Republicans. And now suddenly we're in a position where it appears that the Obama administration is going to reverse itself. Mm-hmm. And he's now under enormous cross pressure from the ACLU, from other progressive groups, not to flip-flop on this.
Now, let's make it plain. He's been getting hammered by both sides. There are people in New York who had originally said, yes, we can handle it, have now contemplated the implications.
Well, that's right. But he's now in a situation where he's buffeted by both sides, and there's no decision. And the press secretary of the White House said yesterday it may be weeks before they make a decision. Well, this has left him, whatever side you are on this controversy, it has left him in a position where he appears to be shilly-shallying on a matter of some importance to our national security and important to legal principles. And I think it's been a most unfortunate episode for him because there were strong reasons to go to civilian courts. They've worked well in the past. Mm-hmm. And if you state that as a matter of principle, and then when you're under assault or under political opposition, you flip to the other side. It suggests, first of all, they didn't do their homework before they made the decision. Mm-hmm. Secondly, this decision based on principle is now going to be made based on politics. And thirdly, that they are subject to the buffeting. And this, on the eve of so many other important decisions coming in Washington on health care and financial regulation and climate change and all the rest, I think has been most unfortunate. I think is going to complicate his presidency a lot.
Well, and that gets into the quality of leadership and what is still a young administration. President Obama has often cited a man you work for, President Reagan, as an inspiration for political leadership skills, if not policy. Correct me if I'm wrong, because you were at the table. But Ronald Reagan, for all the kidding about napping through cabinet meetings, was known for focusing on a few goals.
Yes.
And doing what he could to win them. Is President Obama spreading himself too thin?
I've been among those, Scott, who's been arguing for more than a year that the president would be better advised to narrow his goals, to focus on just a few things.
Yes, take some water, please. Yeah.
Starting with the economy and with jobs, and then having achieved some progress there, gotten some bills in place to move on to these other things like health care and that sort of thing. He's a very bold, ambitious president. Give him credit for that. And he wants to break, he wants to break the logjam in Washington on so many issues. And I appreciate that. I'm very sympathetic with that goal. But I am deeply troubled that he has now lost a lot of his political magic and spent a lot of time chasing too many goals. A friend of mine says it's like trying to boil the ocean. And one of the reasons that he has what's called now in Washington lost control of the narrative, the storyline of his administration. He's just so scattered that we heard one day the focus this year is going to be on jobs, and we move to health care, and now we're talking about the sheikh and his trials.
Yeah.
And the public loses track and isn't quite as sure what the goals are. I can tell you, one of the things about leadership, as Reagan saw, to lead is to decide, and he has to decide this sheikh thing soon. He cannot let this just spin out of here for weeks while people, you know, attack him from one direction or another. But he also has to be very clear about the two or three things he really wants to achieve, and that was characteristic not just of Reagan, but of a lot of other strong presidents.
Iraqi voters go to the polls tomorrow.
Yes.
Elect a new parliament. There's been some violence, renewed violence in the run-up to the election. How do you see this as a test for this young democracy?
Well, it's a critical test for Iraq. It's only the second time since Saddam Hussein was thrown out of power that they've had this kind of national election. And while Iraq has been sort of below the radar screen here in our national media, we've been watching mostly Afghanistan and domestic issues.
Yeah.
The truth is, this is for many in the military, our U.S. Army, this is the milestone event. If this election goes well and they can put together a fairly stable government, the belief is at the National Security Council staff and in the military, then Americans can begin to come home on schedule as President Obama has promised. If this goes badly, and there's been a lot of violence leading into it, but if it goes badly in the voting, and if there's an inability to put together a stable government, we may find ourselves suddenly back into this, and, oh, my God, we can't get out of this morass.
At a time when Afghanistan is demanding
if it's a success, you know, if the election is a success, I mean, there are already those who look at the Newsweek cover this past week. Mission finally accomplished, basically, with a picture of George Bush. And saying, well, you know, giving him some credit, you know, there may be some reassessments of, can you believe, the Bush presidency. So it's extremely interesting. It's most important for national security purposes. It's most important to see whether Iraq can become a stable neighbor in that neighborhood, which is a very rough neighborhood. That would be really important.
David Gergen, director of the Center for Public Leadership and Harvard Kennedy School of Government. And I understand you were almost asked to co-host with Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin for the Oscars tomorrow. Thanks for being with us here today, David.
Thank you so much.